I guarantee you most of you have probably gone to the grocery store before in two different ways. You've gone to the grocery store one time with no list, and you've gone to the grocery store with a list.
From the moment you wake up to the moment your head hits the pillow, this is the It's All Day podcast. Your home for knowledge and inspiration about fitness, nutrition, and the mentality behind what it takes to be great.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the It's All Day podcast. Today, we are back. We are back in the studio. It has probably been a year since I've been in the studio. Used to live in Melbourne, Florida, moved back up home to Daytona Beach. So every podcast since then has been recorded in the office with my own microphone, but something about being in the studio, it's a little bit different. It's nice. I feel very professional. So today I wanted to come on and just kind of talk with you guys a little bit about the next steps moving forward with this big dream, this big goal I have going into 2023. So 2022 is going to be the year of preparation. If you guys didn't listen to the last podcast, to move to England to pursue my childhood dream goal of becoming a professional soccer player on whatever level that might be. And this has been week one, so it's Friday. It's been the first week after I talked to my bodybuilding coach, told him, hey, I've got a huge 180 switch goal here. I'm actually don't have time to work with you, man. So had to quit working with my bodybuilding coach to switch training, to switch nutrition, everything around to start preparing for this goal. And in this week one, after training probably four out of the 5 days, took a day off yesterday because I was a little bit sore. The biggest thing that I realized is one of the biggest struggles that I'm going to have, and I know that anyone else out there who has a big goal going into 2022 or about a month away from the new year, is the logistics, the scheduling, the making sure that you actually take a step-by-step approach to reaching these goals. Because after this first week, I've already noticed I've got a lot of scheduling that I've got to get sorted out. When I was in college and I played soccer, it was a lot easier. All I had to do was wake up in the morning. We had practice at 7 a.m., go to class, hang out with my friends. I'd probably go to the gym after that, but I didn't have a job. I wasn't running a business. I wasn't running a podcast. I didn't have all of these extra things layered on top that I do now. And I know most of the people listening to this, you probably have a job. You might have a family. You're not in college anymore. You're not in high school. You don't have all the time in the world to decide to switch your lifestyle 180. And all of us going into 2022, if you have these big goals, whether they're weight loss goals, putting on size, it's not going to be as easy as it used to be. When I've talked to either potential clients or current clients I've had, they always talk about, I really want to get back into shape like I was back in college, back when I was younger and I felt so athletic. And the reality is our lives are not the same as they were when we were in college. We have routines, we have schedules. And if you've been in that routine and in that schedule for a couple of years, you've already got a well ingrained routine. You know that you wake up every morning at a certain time. You take a shower, you get your coffee, you go to work. Once you go to work, you've got a couple of friends that you talk to there. You get your job done, you go home. Maybe you pick your kid up from school and then you take him to soccer practice. And then you got to go home and now you got to cook dinner. And guess what? Now you got to do laundry. Now you got to make sure that everything else, you got to pay bills, everything else on top of trying to chase your dream is going to get in the way. And if you don't have a schedule, if you don't have a plan of attack to actually systematically go after your goals, it's never going to happen. And it's one of the biggest things that I've noticed already in week one is how important the logistics side of this is going to be. For me, you know, if me or any of you out there, if we all had a lot of money, this would be easy. If I had a ton of money, I could hire a personal trainer to come out to the soccer fields with me, and he would run me through conditioning sessions and technical work, and I could join teams and drive out and do all this type of stuff. But if you're like me and we're not absolutely rolling in it yet, you don't have that capability. You're going to have to schedule this out. You're going to have to sit down, either get on Google Calendar or grab a notebook and really get into the details of, okay, what does my current schedule look like? What does Monday through Sunday look like? When do I wake up? When do I go for work? How long is work? When do I eat lunch? When's dinner? When do I go to bed? And as you look into this schedule, you're going to start to see, where are the gaps? Where are there any potential moments for me to actually fill in chasing my dream and going after my goal? And you may find that there's going to be some things in your current day-to-day schedule that you're going to have to remove to create space to have the time to go after your goals. The same thing I did with quitting my bodybuilding prep for this next show. The reason I did that is because I don't have time to spend an hour and a half in the gym focusing on building my chest when I'm trying to be a soccer player, because I don't know any soccer player who gets picked on the starting lineup just because he has a good chest. It doesn't happen. So that's not my focus right now, so that it shouldn't be spending time on developing it. And if you have a weight loss goal, or if you're trying to put on some size in 2022 and you do other things that take away from the time that you could be going to the gym, that you could be focusing on food prep, that you could be making sure that you go to bed on time. I'm talking things like playing Xbox at 11:30 at night, watching Netflix with your girlfriend for 3 hours just because it feels nice and you want to relax after work. Sure, it feels good in the moment, but it's going to get you nowhere near or nowhere closer to your goals. So we got to start finding, what can we remove and when can we add in this time of actually chasing our dreams? I mean, even for me, nutrition-wise, like, this is going to be different. It's going to be completely different. Training is going to be completely different. And I've already found in this last week, I've almost trained every single day. And I also know that I can't train every single day for a year. 7 days a week is not going to work. You're going to get burned out. And as I was doing this and reflecting on it, it reminded me of anyone who, and this was even me years ago, when I started my weight loss journey. What do we all do? We all go from doing absolutely nothing to focusing on our nutrition and fitness to doing everything the first week. When January 1st comes around, which is less than a month away, everyone decides, okay, I'm going to start losing weight. That means I'm going to the gym now from Monday to Friday. I'm doing cardio on Saturday, and Sunday we're doing abs. And that means I'm eating healthy, no more junk food. I'm flipping the script. We're waking up at 5:30 every morning. And if you're like me, that's absolutely unsustainable. It's just not going to happen. So you're going to have to even schedule in times when you get to rest and recover. This is why most people hire a coach, because most people don't want to spend the time actually laying out this plan. But the reality is, unless you hire a coach, you're going to have to make this plan yourself. You're going to have to take the time, and you have it right now during the holiday season. You've got less than 30 days to really start mapping out, what is 2022 going to look like for me? What do I need to do month to month, week to week, day to day, so at the end of the year, I've achieved my goal? And you can do what most of us would probably try to do, which is telling ourselves we're going to do most of the work, and that's planning out January. And you might get the first month planned out, but you're not going to feel confident in the rest of the year. The reason we want to plan out the entire year is because it's going to give us a lot more a sense of control of our year. We know what we have to do. It's much easier to just follow the plan and walk the path than it is to create the path while you're walking it. It's incredibly difficult to do that. And if you don't believe me, I guarantee you most of you have probably gone to the grocery store before in two different ways. You've gone to the grocery store one time with no list, and you've gone to the grocery store with a list. And when you go to the grocery store with no list and you're trying to create your list as you're walking down the aisles, you probably ended up grabbing a couple extra things. And then you got home and you went, fuck, forgot the ketchup. Because you didn't have a plan of attack when you went and you walked the aisles. It's going to be the same thing as you go into 2022. If you don't have a plan, you're just going to be guessing as you go along the way. And you might get some of the things you wanted. You might add on a couple extra things that you didn't want, and you'll probably forget a couple things along the way. So doing just January is like writing a grocery list and just putting eggs and milk and hoping that you remember the rest. It's not going to happen that way. You're going to forget things. You're going to miss out. So I don't want to get, I don't want to get too long-winded in this idea, because in the next episode, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be systematically breaking down how I'm going to be attacking 2022. I'm going to give you guys the details of, what are the questions I ask myself? What am I doing Monday through Friday? How many days am I training? How many days am I taking off? What days are conditioning? What days are strength training? Where am I going to find a soccer team? Everything I need to know for this upcoming year for two reasons. One, to keep myself accountable, to tell you guys right now that I'm going to do this. And if in a couple weeks there's no podcast following up, I hope one of you sends me a DM and goes, Chris, where the fuck's your plan? Because I was trying to make my plan in 2022 and you didn't do yours. So why the fuck should I do mine? I need that kick in the ass. I need that accountability. So that's why I'm telling you this. If you guys have big goals, tell people around you. Tell your friends, tell your family. Make it well known so that if you don't do it, you have plenty of people in your circle who you trust who will go, hey, man, I thought you said you were going to do this. Why haven't you started? You need those in your life. That's reason one. But reason two is I want to give you guys a framework, a map of how you can create this yourself. Because if you can lay this out into 2022, you're going to feel 10 times more confident. You're going to feel so much more secure in understanding of where you're trying to go. And once you have that path, all you got to do is take step by step by step. The reason most people don't go after these big goals is because they try to take 100 steps in one day. And it's too big. It's too overwhelming. We get psyched out from it. We feel discouraged. We feel like defeated. And then we end up giving up on these goals. And I don't want you to give up on your goals because I'm not giving up on mine. All right, we have time. We can make it happen. It's not going to be easy, and it never was supposed to be. Most people that are chasing their dreams and going after their goals, it wasn't easy for them. But I will tell you, the people in my life that I know who are successful, who are doing a lot, they schedule like a madman. And their Google Calendar is covered in colors. It is covered in time blocks. It looks ridiculous. And people like you and me, we make fun of them. We go, oh my God, those people are so... they're so fucking OCD. Why does their calendar look like that? Like, Jesus Christ, take a break. But the reality is they're the ones out there actually chasing their dreams. And they're the ones that have incredibly busy days because they realize that once they start scheduling things out, they don't have that much time. You don't have a lot of time to make sure you're covering all your foundational bases while chasing your dreams. So time is actually very important, especially now in daylight savings. The sun goes down at 5:30. Like, your days are short these days. So we've got to make sure we capitalize on every hour that we possibly can. So I'm going to leave it at that. Next time when you guys hear me, I got an interview next week with Sean. We're going to be talking about a lot of mindset stuff, breaking down how to get rid of these limiting beliefs as we go into the new year. And then following that episode, we will be going over my systematic breakdown of how you can schedule out your 2022 year so that you can go into it feeling confident, feeling ready, feeling excited to actually finally accomplish those dreams that you've always secretly wanted to go after, but you've been too afraid to admit to yourself that you can make it happen. All right, so I will talk to you guys next week. Hope you guys have a great day. And until next time, peace.